Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad that you joined with us today. Last time we left you with a real cliffhanger because Judah was pleading his case before Joseph, asking that he could take his brother's place and that his brother Benjamin could be sent home. So where does that put us now, Jeannie? What will Joseph do?
Well, I believe this is going to actually be the breaking point for Joseph. Oh, but I've read the story. But I still think it's going to be. His heart had changed, and he gave the proof of it by offering to lay his life down. And we know that Jesus said, no greater love is a man than to lay his life down for another. So put yourself in, you know, Judah's place. Go home and face your father who will die because of sorrow. And you gave your word, or give yourself in its place and let your brother go and protect your father.
Quite a test.
Quite a test. So I think it was a sincere test.
Yeah. And
so now we're in Genesis 45, verse 45. That's something. 45. Then after he heard this from Judah, Joseph could not restrain himself.
Okay, Joseph.
Before all those who stood by him. Now, we know this has happened a couple times, but this was, he broke.
Out of the open.
Yeah. And he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him. So I was thinking about that. Why would Joseph send everybody out? I don't think it was because he was embarrassed. I think this was a private family matter. Very personal. And he didn't want anybody that wasn't a part of the family to be involved with it because it's so personal, and also because maybe he's protecting his brother's reputation. I was thinking, you know, when you really come to admire or love somebody and you hear that somebody did them wrong, doesn't that make you upset with whoever did them wrong, where you want to defend them, or inside you kind of think, wow, that was crummy, you know? Like if, like even if somebody in your family told you, you know, they're having a fight with somebody else in the family, or they're having a fight with their wife or husband or whatever. And you hear the story, and so then in your mind you're taking sides, and you're like, oh, that's not right, you know. And then you go back, and you're holding that inside of you, and you find out later the other person that was wronged forgave them, and now they're all back together.
And you're still holding the grudge.
And you're still like, wait a minute.
Well, I, first of all, I want to give you credit. Because you really thought through this. And I'm impressed. And so I hadn't even thought about that. That he would be actually at this point protecting his brothers from
the reputation.
The rest of the Egyptians hearing how badly they had treated Joseph.
Right.
In his younger days. As a youth. That's interesting. I don't know. I need to think about it, because the Egyptians sure treated Joseph badly themselves, so they would have no leg to stand on. But
yeah, but he was in a place of honor. And yeah. What do you think the Pharaoh would do if he heard,
oops,
these scoundrels,
he might say, off with your head.
We're going to kill him and sold him into slavery. And that's, you know, yeah, you won because you have him and, you know, that's your prize. But
yeah,
the way he got here, that was despicable. And he might just say, you know, and then they keep stealing from him, supposedly. If they'd known the backstory,
yeah,
it could have been all over for those boys. And if they're going to move forward in relationship with Joseph, you don't want that baggage hanging around.
Right.
You want the other people that are around, you want them to have a good start. So, and if they knew all the bad stuff, they might not ever be able to get over it, even though Joseph is getting over it, moving forward.
Now, see, my friends, how practical the Bible is, that it brings up these issues, and God put these accounts in here for us to learn from and grow through. They're all as pertinent as they were then, they are still today.
Because God is the same, and relationships and people are the same.
And the word of God is alive.
So moving on, he told everybody, get out.
Get out, everybody.
So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
I know. And he wept aloud.
Oh, goodness.
And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it.
Oh, well, he must have been wailing.
He must have been wailing.
Okay, so let me think about that. You know, so he's all dressed Egyptian GQ. You know, he's shaved and lotioned, and his brothers are grubby,
Straggly,
taking care of livestock all day. And he is like, you know, bawling his eyes out, and I'm sure he's hugging them.
Well, not quite, but almost.
Okay, and he's just like, ah, I am your brother, yeah. He said it.
Yeah. It says, verse 3, then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. And then he couldn't stop the next question. He says, does my father still live?
Oh, that's right, because they the Egyptian name he had, Zephaniah-Paneah, he had not used the word Joseph.
Yeah, great.
Although his brothers had referred to Joseph, and that was the lost brother, and yeah, anyway.
In the story to Joseph, but yeah. I don't know to anybody else. And he says, but his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. So it's like, see my face, see my eyes, see my voice, see now, do you recognize me? So if you were one of those brothers.
He says, look, I've got dad's nose.
Yeah, remember my laugh? Or he's probably telling them, remember how I used to whistle to get the sheep to come? If you were one of those brothers, what would you be feeling right at that moment? I mean, they couldn't have had a clue. It says,
that's a good one.
You know.
Shock. Has to go in there.
Yeah, they have to adjust, like, oh my gosh, you know, how could this be?
They're replaying everything
Everything in the mind that happened ever since Joseph was in the pit, all the way up to going back and forth and being accused of things and all that. And do you think that they actually came up with the dream? I don't know.
I don't think the dream was mentioned then.
Not then for them.
Yeah. But the dream was that they would bow down before him,
and they've already done a dozen times. Yeah. So, have you ever had anyone forgive you of your past? I mean, I know besides the Lord, someone that you really wronged and they forgave you, and not only did forgive you, but they blessed you afterwards.
Wow,
that's what these guys are going through. Yeah. He's offering them forgiveness.
That's a big question.
But he's offering them a blessing afterwards. So I was wondering if you've ever had anybody do that for you.
Wow.
Not just let you off the hook, but.
Yes, I have.
Bless you and want to give you good.
Yes, I did. I did have somebody that, and I was shocked when it happened. But he was, you know, he took me aside and he was like, I was used by Satan in your life. And I just looked at him with shock. And that was pretty cool.
So he forgave you or you forgave him?
I forgave him.
Oh, but the question was, have you ever had anybody forgive you? And then you turned around and then
what bad thing have I ever done?
No. Whatever. I was trying to come up with this question.
It's a good question.
If somebody if you've done somebody wrong, okay, let's put it back on you then. Let's put it back on, you've done somebody else wrong and you make the decision that you're going to forgive them and you make the decision to take it a step farther and actually bless them, do something good. Now, Jesus tells us to pray that way.
Yeah.
To bless your enemies and to forgive them.
I have asked a number of people over my life to forgive me of the silly things I've done. And more than that, I've asked the Lord to forgive me. You know.
But you flipped it again.
I'm sorry.
So if you're gonna forgive somebody else and you give it to them, you say, okay, I forgive you, but actually take it to the next step and think of how you can bless them. Do good for them. I mean, that's above than just forgiving them and letting them off the hook. Yeah, well, anyway, I think that's our challenge when we forgive someone to actually bless them as well.
Okay. Lord, thank you for today and for this devotional time. We put our thoughts and our hearts and our minds and intentions on you. Please, Lord, bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage them through your word to do what your word says. For I ask this in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. See you soon.